We got to go yesterday to the Indianapolis Zoo, and it was really cool. I want to thank Carly Knapp. She's the public relations specialist there. Also, Jesse and Kayla. We got to hang out with them, and it was so fun. One thing we're really excited is they have a new sloth exhibit, so we got to check that out. And we had so many questions about the sloths.
Okay, now what are you feeding them? Is that French fries? What is that?
It is slices of pear and also some sweet potato, grapes. Those are some of his favorites. He likes the sweets.
Do sloths sleep a lot?
So they sleep 15 to 18 hours a day on average.
Wow.
So it's a lot of sleeping. But then they also do move really slow in the trees. They only move about a meter every 3 seconds.
I hear sloths don't go to the bathroom that often. Is that true?
They only go to the bathroom once a week. So they have a very slow metabolism. So they build that up throughout the week. And when they do finally use the bathroom, they lose about a third of their body weight.
What?
Yes. So last night when Quinto used the bathroom, he lost about 5 pounds. So he feels great today.
I bet we all wish we were like sloths, like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom. Anything about their unique, like, kind of the ability to fall from high levels? Is that true?
Right. They have a very unique anatomy. They have 46 rib bones that help to keep themselves protected. They can protect their internal organs, so they can actually survive a fall of up to 90 feet.
That is just insane, the fact that they can do that. They had that many. So that was fun. You can see some video and pictures on our story to search for Radio Now AM Show. But that was really cool. If you're in Indy, you can go check that out. The Indianapolis Zoo is a great time, and we had a lot of fun. And if you're in Houston, come on and fly on up here just to see the sloth. It's pretty dope. Now, we also saw some other cool animals yesterday, but the thing that gets me, and the question I was wondering if anybody has one, 833-563-2539, because I didn't realize so many people had these, but apparently my boss thinks they do. We were talking to him, and he's like, you know what? Are there penguins here? And they're like, yeah. He's like, can we go see the penguins? They're kind of like my spirit animal. And do you guys remember what he said, the actual reason why that they were spirit animals? I think he's like, well, you know, they dress well because they look like a tuxedo. They, what else did he say? He's like, they're really close. And he's like, I think he values friendship, he said.
And he's also said they like pick one mate for the rest of their lives and they give him a pearl or something.
Well, that's all ideal until that person cheats on you. Then you're stuck all alone. But yeah. But I mean, do you guys have a spirit animal you could think like, this is totally Liv,
yes,
or this is Pork Chop? Or if you're listening, 833-563-2539, like, what animal would represent you and why? Liv the Web Girl, what's yours?
A golden retriever.
God.
Because they like to be active. They like to run around. They have a lot of energy. They're very friendly. They kind of like get in your face and have like no personal face and like personal space. And I think I'm like that, as in like I ask people a lot of questions, like a ton of questions, and I don't stop.
See, I feel like I have some similarities to a sloth. The fact that I could sleep, 20 hours a day, but that's probably about it because I poop a lot. So
that's
work.
True. And also they eat mostly like vegetables.
Yeah. So maybe I'm not a sloth then. I don't know what else I would be then. Like, I feel like Pork Chop would be like a sheep.
Really? I was thinking an anteater.
Why would he be an anteater?
I don't know. He just reminds me of an anteater. Like, I'm not joking. So I used to do this when I was in grade school, before like spirit animal was ever even a thing. I would look at someone and I would tell them the vibes of what kind of animal they were giving off to me. And the vibes that Pork Chop is giving off to me is an anteater.
What are you talking about,
Liz?
I don't know. This is so weird. Nice to think he's an
anteater. He just is. And Joe, let me look at you for a second. Let me read your vibe.
Go ahead, because
okay?
I have one for you. But go ahead.
Oh, you have one for me? Gosh, it's probably going to be mean. Okay, the vibe I'm getting from you, I want to say this, and it's not the reason of what you think. I don't want this to be an insult. Kind of a hog.
A hog, okay.
Yeah, a hog. Because like you're sweaty and they're pretty friendly and nice.
And they have hair on their back.
They sweat?
Yes.
Oh,
they
yes.
mind their own business, kind of. They like to like eat and they like to hang out with all of their hog pals.
Well, Liv, as I wrap this up right here, you kind of inspired me when you said you see yourself as a golden retriever. I think of an animal or something that would definitely have gold in it. I would say for your attention span and how quickly you forget things, even though we tell you, I would say you're kind of like a goldfish.
A goldfish?
Like 5 seconds later, huh?
I don't even think they have brains.
Well, there you go.